I recently gave a webinar for members of the American Association of Inside Sales Professionals. I discussed the 10 mistakes salespeople make without even knowing. So I thought I would share those mistakes with you. You don't have to be a salesperson to get value from these tips. Mistake number one, not conveying warmth and sincerity in your voice. It may sound cliche, but it's true that a smile will give your voice warmth when you're on the phone. Also, using a variety of tones rather than just a flat tone with no inflection will make you seem warmer and more engaging. Mistake number two, speaking too fast. If we speak too fast, we can be difficult to understand, and it suggests you're in a hurry or that the customer's business is not important. On the other hand, be careful not to talk too slowly, which can bore or frustrate your listener. Take a deep breath before you pick up the phone and use a normal conversation tone. Mistake number three, using slang, acronyms, and other unprofessional language. It's really important to use professional language. Let me share a few of my biggest slang pet peeves, starting with no worries. No worries implies you are not put out by helping someone, or that the person might be worrying about what you did for them. Just say, you're welcome, or my pleasure. The next one is using words like wanna or gonna. Both words are just sloppy language and convey a lack of professionalism. Enunciate and pronounce your words correctly. And lastly, the phrase, you guys. We use it in a gender-neutral way, but the word guys is male. So it's especially offensive when you use it with women. Just say, your company, or you two, or all of you. Mistake number four, interrupting your customer. When you interrupt people, you really irritate them. Interruptions on the phone come across more severely and can appear rude. Wait until it is clear the person you're talking to is finished speaking before beginning to speak. Don't be afraid of a little quiet. Mistake number five, doing something that makes a noise in the background, such as typing on your keyboard or playing with your papers. When you make a noise, it says to your customer, "You're not my main focus." To the person who expects your attention, it can seem rude, unprofessional, and disrespectful. Mistake number six, putting someone on speakerphone without getting their permission first. Always ask for permission to put someone on speakerphone. Not only is it rude not to let someone know they are on speakerphone, it can also lead to some embarrassing moments. Let me share a story. My colleague Jim and his coworker Brad were called into a meeting with the CEO in his office. The CEO called his client and put him on speakerphone without telling the client and without mentioning who was in the room. When the CEO mentioned Brad's name, the client said, "Oh, Brad, that SOB." He actually said the words. As my colleague said, tense moment. Mistake number seven, not knowing your customer. You can't build rapport and you can't gain a client's trust if you don't know their business or anything about them. You have to do your research. Google a prospective client's company, read their press releases, see if they had any recent product launches or what services they offer. Understand who their target market is. All of this will help you to build rapport. Mistake number eight is talking more than listening. You should talk no more than 20% of the time. The rest should be listening to the prospect's needs and finding their emotional reason for buying. I have had too many salespeople call or meet with me and launch into telling me about their product or service without asking me any questions. You can't build rapport when you're not getting to know your prospect, and you can't offer your solution if you don't know what the customer's needs are. When you do know what the customer needs are, don't make mistake number nine, which is over-promising. I know, you're eager for the sale, or maybe you think you can deliver on something, so you make promises. But here's the deal. Your customers remember promises, and when you don't deliver, they will feel like you've lied to them. Get in the habit of under-promising and over-delivering. That way, you'll continually delight your client. I am now going to reveal mistake number 10, which has to do with social media etiquette, and that is spamming people. Don't spam. Social media is about building a relationship. It's a dialogue, not a monologue. If you continually promote your company, your products, your webinars, etc., people will defriend or unfollow you. Well, that's it for today. I hope these tips were helpful. This is Arden Kleiss with Kleiss Etiquette for KSER.